The Concordant Version of the Old Testament, copyright 2021 by the Concordant Publishing Concern. The Book of Joshua, Chapter 1. It came to be after the death of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, that Yahweh spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, the minister of Moses, saying, Moses, my servant, has died. Now then arise, cross over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land that I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot shall tread, I give it to you, just as I promised Moses. From the wilderness and from this Lebanon unto the great stream, the stream Euphrates, the whole Hittite land, and unto the great sea, toward the sunset, shall come to be your territory. No man shall stand up before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I shall be with you. I shall neither neglect you nor forsake you. Be steadfast and be resolute, for you shall cause this people to gain as an allotment the land about which I had sworn to their fathers to give to them. But be steadfast and be very resolute to observe and to do according to the whole law that Moses, my servant, enjoined on you. Do not withdraw from it to the right or to the left, that you may proceed intelligently wherever you go. Let not this scroll of the law ever remove from your mouth, but soliloquize on it by day and by night, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For only then shall you prosper in your way, and then proceed intelligently. Have I not instructed you? Be steadfast and be resolute. Do not be terrified and do not be dismayed, for Yahweh your Elohim is with you wherever you go. Joshua instructed the militia clerks of the people, saying, Pass within the camp and instruct the people, saying, Prepare provisions for yourselves, for in 3 days you will be crossing over this Jordan to enter and to tenant the land that Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you to tenant it. Then Joshua spoke to the Reubenite, to the Gadite, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, saying, You are to remember the word that Moses, the servant of Yahweh, enjoined on you, saying, Yahweh your Elohim is giving rest to you and will give to you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle may dwell in the land that Moses gave to you in Transjordan. Yet you yourselves shall cross over in fivefold deployment before your brothers, all the masters of valor, and you will help them until Yahweh shall give rest to your brothers as he gave to you. And they too will tenant the land that Yahweh your Elohim is giving to them. Then you may return to the land of your tenancy, which Moses the servant of Yahweh gave to you in Transjordan toward the sunrise, and you may tenant it. They answered Joshua, saying, Whatever you enjoin on us, we shall do, and wherever you send us, we shall go. Just as we have hearkened to Moses in everything, so we shall hearken to you. Surely Yahweh your Elohim shall be with you, just as he was with Moses. Any man who should defy your bidding and not hearken to your words, whatever you may instruct him, he shall be put to death. Only be steadfast and be resolute. Chapter 2. Joshua, son of Nun, sent out from Shittim 2 men for silent spying, saying, Go, examine the land of Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a woman, a prostitute, her name was Rahab, and bedded down there. It was reported to the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, men have entered here tonight from the sons of Israel to reconnoiter the area. So the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men who came to you tonight, who entered your house, for they have come to reconnoiter the whole area. But the woman had taken the 2 men and secluded them. So she said, Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. When the gate was to close at dark, the men went forth. I do not know where the men went. Pursue quickly after them, so that you may overtake them. Yet she herself had brought them up to the housetop and buried them under the flax stalks arranged by her on the housetop. As for the men, they pursued after them on the Jordan road over the fords. And just as the pursuers went forth after them, they closed the gate behind them. As for the spies, they were not yet bedded down when she came up to them on the housetop. She said to the men, I know that Yahweh has given the land to you, and that the dread of you has fallen on us, and that all the dwellers of the area are dissolved because of your presence. For we have heard how Yahweh dried up the waters of the Sea of Weeds before your face when you came forth from Egypt, and what you did to the 2 kings of the Amorite who were in Transjordan, to Sihon and to Og, whom you doomed. When we heard, our heart was melted, and no more spirit arose in anyone because of your presence. For Yahweh your Elohim, He is Elohim in the heavens above and on the earth beneath. And now swear, I pray, to me by Yahweh, since I have done a kindness to you, that you too will do a kindness to my father's house, and give to me a reliable sign that you will preserve alive my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all who belong to them, and rescue our souls from death. Then the men said to her, Our souls are to die instead of you. If you do not tell of this matter of ours, then it will come to be, when Yahweh gives this land to us, that we will deal with you in kindness and truth. So she let them down with a rope line through the window, for her house was in the outer side wall of the city wall. Thus she was dwelling on the wall. Then she said to them, You must go toward the hill country, lest the pursuers should come upon you, and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers return. Afterward you may go on your way. Then the men said to her, We will be exempt from this oath of yours that you have made us swear. Behold, when we are entering the land, this cord line of scarlet thread shall you tie to the window through which you let us down. Your father, your mother, your brothers, and all the household of your father shall you gather to you into the house. It will come to be that anyone who goes forth from the doors of your house to the outside, his blood will be on his head, and we will be exempt. As for anyone who comes to be with you in the house, his blood will be on our head if a hand should be laid on him. Yet if you tell of this matter of ours, then we will be exempt from your oath that you have made us swear. She replied, According to your words, so be it. Then she sent them away, and they departed. And she tied the cord line of scarlet thread to the window. They went on and came to the hill country, and dwelt there 3 days until the pursuers turned back. And so the pursuers sought all along the road, yet did not find them. The two men returned, came down from the hill country, crossed over, and came to Joshua, son of Nun. They related to him all the things occurring to them. They told Joshua, Yahweh has given all the land into our hand. Indeed, all dwellers of the land are dissolved because of our presence. Chapter 3. Joshua rose early in the morning. They decamped from Shittim and advanced toward the Jordan, he and all the sons of Israel. They lodged there ere they crossed over. It came to be at the end of 3 days that the militia clerks passed within the camp and instructed the people, saying, When you see the coffer of the covenant of Yahweh, your Elohim, with the Levitical priests carrying it, then you shall journey on from your place and march after it. However, a far distance shall come to be between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near to it, so that you may know the way by which you are to march, for you have not passed by this way heretofore. And Joshua said to the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow Yahweh shall do marvels among you. Then Joshua ordered the priests, saying, Take up the coffer of the covenant and cross over before the people. So they took up the coffer of the covenant and went before the people. Then Yahweh said to Joshua, This day I am starting off to make you great in the eyes of all Israel, so that they shall know I will be with you, just as I was with Moses. As for you, you shall instruct the priests who are the carriers of the coffer of the covenant, saying, When you come unto the fringe of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. Then Joshua spoke to the sons of Israel, Come close here, and hear the words of Yahweh your Elohim. Joshua said, By this you shall realize that the living El is among you, and he shall evict, yea, evict from before you, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Hivite, the Perizzite, the Girgashite, the Amorite, and the Jebusite. Behold, the coffer of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over before you into the Jordan. Now then, take for yourselves 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one man each, one man for a tribe. And it will come to be, when the soles of the priest's feet, the carriers of the coffer of Yahweh, the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the Jordan, then the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, that is, the waters descending from above, and they shall stand up as one waterspout. And it came to be, when the people decamped from their tent sites to cross over the Jordan, with the priests carrying the coffer of the covenant before the people, that the carriers of the coffer came unto the Jordan, and the feet of the priests, the carriers of the coffer, were dipped into the fringe of the waters, the Jordan being full over all its banks all the days of harvest. Then the waters descending from above stood still. They rose as one waterspout very far off at Adam, the city at the side of Zarethan, while those descending upon the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea, came to end and were cut off. So the people crossed over in front of Jericho. The priests, the carriers of the coffer of the covenant of Yahweh, stood firm in the drained area in the middle of the Jordan, and all Israel were crossing over the drained area until the entire nation had finished crossing over the Jordan. Chapter 4. It came to be, just as the entire nation had finished crossing over the Jordan, that Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying, "Take for yourselves from the people 12 men, one man each, one man from a tribe, and instruct them, saying, Take up for yourselves 12 stones from here, from the middle of the Jordan, from the spot where the priests' feet are standing firm. Bring them across with you, and leave them at the lodging place in which you lodge tonight." Then Joshua called to the 12 men whom he had caused to stand ready out of the sons of Israel, one man each, one man from a tribe. Joshua said to them, "Cross over to the middle of the Jordan, straight before the coffer of Yahweh your Elohim, and raise up for yourselves each man one stone on his shoulder, according to the number of tribes of the sons of Israel, so that this may become a sign among you. When your sons shall ask tomorrow, saying, 'What is the meaning of these stones for you?' then you will say to them, 'The waters of the Jordan were cut off in view of the coffer of the covenant of Yahweh. When it crossed over into the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. Thus these stones have become a memorial for the sons of Israel unto the eon.' So the sons of Israel did just as Joshua had instructed them. They took up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, just as Yahweh had spoken to Joshua, according to the number of tribes of the sons of Israel. They brought them across with them to the lodging place and left them there. Then Joshua set up 12 other stones in the middle of the Jordan, at the spot where the feet of the priests stood, carrying the coffer of the covenant, and they have remained there until this day. Meanwhile, the priests, the carriers of the coffer, were standing in the middle of the Jordan until the whole matter came to end that Yahweh had instructed Joshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moses had instructed Joshua. So the people made haste and crossed over. Then it came to be, as soon as all the people finished crossing over, that the coffer of Yahweh and the priests crossed over in view of the people. The sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh passed on in fivefold deployment before the sons of Israel, just as Moses had charged them. About 40,000 vanguard troops of the militia host passed on before Yahweh to the plains of Jericho for battle. On that day, Yahweh made Joshua great in the eyes of all Israel, so that they feared him, just as they had feared Moses all the days of his life. Meanwhile, Yahweh had spoken to Joshua, saying, "Instruct the priests, the carriers of the coffer of the testimony, that they come up out of the Jordan." So Joshua instructed the priests, saying, "Come up out of the Jordan." Then it came to be when the priests, the carriers of the coffer of the covenant of Yahweh, came up from the middle of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were drawn off the drained area, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and went as heretofore over all its banks. As for the people, they came up out of the Jordan on the 10th of the first month and encamped at Gilgal, on the eastern fringe of Jericho. And those 12 stones they had taken from the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal. Then he spoke to the sons of Israel, saying, "When your sons ask their fathers tomorrow, saying, 'What is the meaning of these stones?' then you will let your sons know, saying, 'On dry ground Israel crossed over this Jordan, for Yahweh your Elohim dried up the waters of the Jordan before you, until you had crossed over, just as Yahweh your Elohim did to the Sea of Weeds, which he dried up before us until we had crossed over, so that all the peoples of the earth may know the hand of Yahweh, that it is steadfast, and that you may fear Yahweh your Elohim all the days.'" Chapter 5. It came to be, when all the kings of the Amorite across the Jordan seaward, and all the kings of the Canaanite by the sea, heard how Yahweh had dried up the waters of the Jordan before the sons of Israel until they crossed over, that their heart was melted, and no more spirit came to be in them because of the presence of the sons of Israel. At that time Yahweh said to Joshua, "Make for yourself chert blades and circumcise the sons of Israel again, the second time." So Joshua made for himself chert blades and circumcised the sons of Israel at the hill of foreskins. This is the reason why Joshua circumcised them. All the people coming forth from Egypt, the males, all the men of military age, had died in the wilderness on the journey after they had come forth from Egypt. All those people coming forth were circumcised. As for all the people born in the wilderness on the journey, After their coming forth from Egypt, they had not circumcised them. For the sons of Israel went 40 years through the wilderness until the whole nation, the men of military age coming forth from Egypt, who had not hearkened to the voice of Yahweh, came to end, to whom Yahweh had sworn not to show them the land that Yahweh had sworn to their fathers to give to us, a land gushing with milk and honey. But he set up their sons in their stead. It was these whom Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, since they had not circumcised them on the journey. And it came to be, just as they finished circumcising the whole nation, that they remained in their place in the camp until they revived. Then Yahweh said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled the reproach of Egypt away from you." So they call the name of that place Gilgal until this day. While the sons of Israel encamped at Gilgal, they observed the Passover on the 14th day of the month in the evening, in the plains of Jericho. On the morrow after the Passover, on that very day, they ate of the yield of the land, unleavened bread and toasted grain. Then the manna ceased from the morrow, when they ate of the yield of the land. There was no longer any manna for the sons of Israel. In that year they ate of the yield of the land of Canaan. It came to be, when Joshua was at Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing in front of him with his sword drawn in his hand. Joshua went to him and asked him, "Are you for us or for our foes?" He replied, "No, I am chief of Yahweh's host. I have now come." Joshua fell on his face toward the earth, bowed himself down, and said to him, "What is my Lord speaking to his servant?" Then the chief of Yahweh's host replied to Joshua, "Drop off your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing, it is holy." And Joshua did so. Chapter 6. Meanwhile, Jericho's gates had been closed and locked because of the presence of the sons of Israel. There was no one going forth, and there was no one entering. Then Yahweh said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered into your hand Jericho and its king, masters of valor. You all must march around the city. All the men of military age are to circle around the city one time. Thus shall you do for 6 days, and 7 priests shall carry the 7 alarm trumpets before the coffer. On the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times. As for the priests, they shall blow the trumpets. Thereupon it will occur, when the horn blast of the alarm horn is drawn out, when you hear that sound of the trumpet, then all the people shall shout a loud shout, and the wall of the city will fall under it. At that the people will go up, each man in front of him." So Joshua, son of Nun, called to the priests and said to them, "Take up the coffer of the covenant, and 7 priests shall carry 7 alarm trumpets before the coffer of Yahweh." Then he ordered the people, "Advance and march around the city, while the vanguard pass on before the coffer of Yahweh." It came to be, when Joshua had spoken to the people, that the 7 priests carrying the 7 alarm trumpets before Yahweh advanced and blew the trumpets, and the coffer of the covenant of Yahweh was going after them. The vanguard marched before the priests who were blowing the trumpets, and the rear guard marched behind the coffer, with the trumpets being blown continuously. Yet Joshua had instructed the people, saying, "You shall neither shout nor let your voice be heard, nor shall a word come forth from your mouth until the day I say to you, 'Shout,' then you must shout." So he had the coffer of Yahweh go around the city to circle around it one time. Then they entered the camp and lodged in the camp. Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the coffer of Yahweh. The 7 priests carrying the 7 alarm trumpets marched before the coffer of Yahweh and blew the trumpets continuously. The vanguard marched before them, and the rear guard marched behind the coffer of Yahweh, with the trumpets being blown continuously. So they marched around the city one time on the 2nd day and returned to the camp. Thus they did for 6 days. It came to be on the 7th day that they rose early, when the dawn ascended, and marched around the city according to this custom 7 times. That was the only day they marched around the city 7 times. And it came to be at the 7th time, when the priests blew the trumpets, that Joshua ordered the people, "Shout, for Yahweh has delivered the city to you. Yet the city will come to be doomed, it and all that is in it, devoted to Yahweh. But Rahab the prostitute shall live, she and all who are with her in the house, for she hid the messengers whom we sent. But you all keep away from the doomed goods, lest when you have doomed them, you take anything from the doomed goods, and thus make the camp of Israel subject to the doom, and bring trouble on it. All the silver and gold and articles of bronze and iron, All these are holy to Yahweh. They shall enter the treasury of Yahweh. So when the priest blew the trumpets, the people shouted. It came to be, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted a loud shout, that the wall fell under it, and the people went up toward the city, each man in front of him. Thus they took the city. They doomed all that was in the city to the edge of the sword, man and woman, youth and elder, bull, flockling and donkey. To the two men who had spied out the land, Joshua said, enter the house of the woman, the prostitute, and bring forth from there the woman and all who belong to her, just as you swore to her. So the youthful spies entered and brought forth Rahab, her father and her mother, her brothers and all who belonged to her. They brought forth all her family members and left them outside the camp of Israel. They burned the city with fire and all that was in it. Only the silver and the gold and the articles of bronze and iron they gave to the treasury of the house of Yahweh. As for Rahab, the prostitute, with her father's house and all who belonged to her, Joshua preserved them alive. And she has dwelt among Israel until this day, for she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before Yahweh who should rise and would rebuild the city Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn shall he lay its foundation, and at the cost of his inferior son shall he set up its double doors. Thus Yahweh was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout the land. Heard it, chapter 7, yet the sons of Israel offended by an offense in regard to the doomed goods. Achar, son of Carmi, son of Zabdi, son of Zerah, of the stock of Judah, took some of the doomed goods. And the anger of Yahweh grew hot against the sons of Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is by Beth Aven, east of Bethel. He ordered them, saying, go up and spy out the land. So the men went up and spied out Ai. When they returned to Joshua, they said to him, let not all the soldiers go up. About 2,000 men, or about 3,000 men, should go up and smite Ai. Do not weary there all the people, for those in Ai are few. So about 3,000 men of the people went up there. But they fled before the men of Ai, and the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men. Then they pursued them before the gate as far as Shebarim, and smote all of them on the descent. Consequently, the heart of the people melted and became like water. At that Joshua tore his raiments and fell on his face toward the earth before the coffer of Yahweh until the evening, he and the elders of Israel, and they cast up dust on their heads. Joshua said, alas, my Lord Yahweh, why did you bring this people across, yea, across the Jordan, to give us into the hand of the Amorite to let us perish? Oh, that we had been so disposed that we had dwelt in Transjordan! O Yahweh, what can I say after Israel has turned the nape of its neck before its enemies? When the Canaanite and all dwellers of the land shall hear it, they will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what shall you do for your great name? Yahweh said to Joshua, get yourself up. Why is this that you are falling on your face? Israel has sinned. They have trespassed against my covenant that I had instructed them to observe. They have taken some of the doomed goods. They have stolen. They have dissimulated. They have placed them in their vessels. So the sons of Israel cannot rise before their enemies. They turn the nape of their neck around before their enemies, for they have become subject to the doom. I shall not continue to be with you if you do not exterminate the doomed goods from among you. Get up, hallow the people, and you will tell them, hallow yourselves for the morrow, for thus says Yahweh Elohim of Israel. The doomed goods are among you, Israel. You cannot rise before your enemies until you take away the doomed goods from among you. So you will be brought near in the morning by your tribes, and it will come to be, the tribe that Yahweh shall indicate shall come near by families, and the family that Yahweh shall indicate shall come near by households, and the household that Yahweh shall indicate shall come near by masters. Then it will come to be, the one being indicated with the doomed goods shall be burned with fire, he and all that belongs to him, for he has trespassed against the covenant of Yahweh, for he committed decadence in Israel. Joshua rose early in the morning and brought Israel near by its tribes, and the tribe of Judah was indicated. Then he brought near the families of Judah, and the Zerahite family was indicated. Then he brought near the Zerahite family by masters, and Zabdi was indicated. Then he brought near his household by masters, and Achar, son of Carmi, son of Zabdi, son of Zerah, of the stock of Judah was indicated. Joshua said to Ashar, "My son, give now glory to Yahweh Elohim of Israel, and make confession to him. Tell me now what you have done. Do not suppress it from me." Ashar answered Joshua and said, "Truly, it is I who have sinned against Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And this is what I did this way. When I saw among the loot one good shinar mantle and 200 shekels of silver and one tongue of gold, 50 shekels its weight, then I coveted them and took them. Behold, they are buried in the earth inside my tent with the silver underneath it." Then Joshua sent messengers and they ran toward the tent. And there it was buried in his tent with the silver underneath it. So they took them from the interior of the tent and brought them to Joshua and to all the sons of Israel and cast them before Yahweh. Then Joshua and all Israel with him took Ashar, son of Zerah, and the silver, the mantle, and the tongue of gold, his sons and his daughters, his bull, his donkey and his flock, his tent and all that belonged to him, and they brought them up to the Vale of Achor. Joshua said, "Why have you brought trouble on us? Yahweh shall bring trouble on you this day." So all Israel pelted him with stones. They burned them with fire and stoned them with stones. Then they raised over him a great mound of stones remaining until this day. Now Yahweh turned back from the heat of his anger. Therefore they call the name of that place Vale of Achor until this day. Chapter 8. Yahweh said to Joshua, "Do not fear and do not be dismayed. Take with you all the people of military age and arise. Go up to Ai. See, I will deliver into your hand the king of Ai and his people, his city and his land. You must do to Ai and to its king, just as you did to Jericho and to its king. But its loot and its domestic beasts you may plunder for yourselves. Set your ambush against the city from behind it." So Joshua got up and all the people of military age to march up to Ai. Joshua chose 30,000 men, masters of valor, and sent them out by night. He instructed them, saying, "See to it. You are to lie in ambush against the city from behind the city. Do not go very far from the city, and all of you be prepared. Yet I and all the people who are with me, we shall approach the city. It will come to be when they come forth to meet us, just as the first time we will flee before them. Then they will come forth after us until we have drawn them off from the city, for they shall say, 'They flee before us just as the first time.' So we will flee before them. As for you, you shall get up from the ambush and take over the city. For Yahweh, your Elohim, will deliver it into your hand. And it will come to be, as you take possession of the city, that you shall ravage the city with fire. According to the word of Yahweh shall you do. See to it, I have instructed you." After Joshua had sent them out, they went into the ambush and stayed between Bethel and Ai, west of Ai, while Joshua lodged in that night in the midst of the people. Joshua rose early in the morning and mustered the people. Then he marched up, he and the elders of Israel, before the people to Ai. All the people of military age who were with him, they marched up close and came in front of the city. They encamped north of Ai, with the ravine between it and Ai. He had taken about 5,000 men and set them in ambush between Bethel and Ai, west of the city. Thus the people set the whole armed force north of the city and its furtive rear guard west of the city. Joshua went in that night into the midst of the vale. It came to be when the king of Ai saw them that the men of the city made haste. He and all his people rose early and went forth to meet Israel for the battle at the descent facing the Arabah. As for him, he did not know about the ambush against him from behind the city. When Joshua and all Israel were assaulted before them, they fled along the wilderness road. Now they convoked all the people who were in Ai to pursue after them. So they pursued after Joshua and were drawn off from the city. Not a man remained in Ai and Bethel who did not go forth after Israel. So they left the city open and pursued after Israel. Yahweh said to Joshua, "Stretch out the curved sword in your hand toward Ai, for I shall deliver it into your hand." So Joshua stretched out the curved sword in his hand toward the city. Now the ambush got up quickly from its place, and they ran as he stretched out his hand. They entered the city and seized it. They hastened and ravaged the city with fire. When the men of Ai turned around, they saw behind them how the smoke of the city ascended heavenward. There was for them no side open to flee hither or thither, for the people fleeing along the wilderness road turned back against the pursuers. When Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had seized the city and that the smoke of the city ascended, they turned back and smote the men of Ai. Now those Israelites from the city came forth to meet them, so that they were caught in the middle by Israel, these from this side and those from that side. Then they smote them until no survivor at all remained for them, nor anyone delivered from slaughter. But the king of Ai they apprehended alive and brought him near to Joshua. It came to be when Israel had concluded killing all the dwellers of Ai in the field, in the wilderness in which they had pursued them, and all of them had fallen by the edge of the sword until they had come to their end, that all Israel returned to Ai and smote it with the edge of the sword. It came to be that all those falling on that day, both man and woman, were 12,000, all the people of Ai. As for Joshua, he did not return his hand that he had stretched out with the curved sword until he had doomed all the dwellers of Ai. Only the domestic beasts and the loot of this city Israel plundered for themselves according to the word of Yahweh that he had enjoined on Joshua. Then Joshua burned Ai and made it an Aeonian ruin mound, a desolation until this day. But he hung the king of Ai on a tree until eventide. Yet when the sun set, Joshua gave instruction that they should take down his carcass from the tree. They flung it at the opening of the city gate and raised over it a great mound of stones, remaining until this day. Then Joshua built an altar for Yahweh Elohim of Israel on Mount Ebal, just as Moses, the servant of Yahweh, had instructed the sons of Israel, as it is written in the scroll of the law of Moses, an altar of suitable stones over which no iron tool had been swung. They offered up on it a scent offerings to Yahweh, and they sacrificed peace offerings. There in the presence of the sons of Israel, he wrote on the stones a duplicate of the law of Moses that he had written. And all Israel with their elders and clerks and their judges stood on this and on that side of the coffer in front of the Levitical priests, the carriers of the coffer of the covenant of Yahweh, sojourner as well as native Israelite, half of them toward the forefront of Mount Gerizim and the other half of them toward the forefront of Mount Ebal. Just as Moses, the servant of Yahweh, had given instruction formerly to bless the people of Israel. Afterward, he read all the words of the law, the blessing and the malediction, according to all that is written in the scroll of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses had instructed which Joshua did not read in front of the whole assembly of Israel, including the women and the little ones, and the sojourners living among them. Chapter 9. It came to be that all the kings heard of it, those across the Jordan, in the hill country, in the low foothills, and along the entire shore of the great sea, toward the Lebanon, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. They banded themselves together to fight against Joshua and Israel with one accord. When the dwellers of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and to Ai, they too used craft. They went as a delegation and took decayed sacks on their donkeys, and decayed wineskin bottles that were rent and tied up. They had worn out and patched sandals on their feet and worn out raiment on them. As for all the bread of their provisions, it was dry and had become specked. Thus they went to Joshua to the camp at Gilgal. They said to him and to the men of Israel, "We have come from a far land, therefore contract a covenant with us." The men of Israel replied to the Hivites, "Perhaps you are dwelling nearby. How then should I contract a covenant with you?" They said to Joshua, "Your servants are we." But Joshua asked them, "Who are you, and from where do you come?" They said to him, "From a land very far away your servants have come, because of the name of Yahweh your Elohim. For we have heard his fame, all that he had done in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorite who were in Transjordan, to Sihon, king of Heshbon, and to Og, king of Bashan, who had dwelt in Ashtaroth. So our elders and all the dwellers of our land instructed us, saying, 'Take in your hand provisions for the road. Go to meet them, and you will say to them, Your servants are we. Therefore contract a covenant with us. This bread of ours was warm when we provisioned ourselves with it from our houses on the day we went out to go to you. Yet now behold, it is dry and has become specked. These wineskin bottles that we filled were new, yet behold, they are rent. And these our raiments and our sandals are worn out from the very vastness of the way. The Israelite princes took their word because of their provisions, yet they did not ask the bidding of Yahweh. So Joshua made peace with them and contracted a covenant with them to let them live. and the princes of the congregation swore an oath with them. Now it was at the end of 3 days after they had contracted the covenant with them, when they heard that they were their next neighbors, who were dwelling quite near to them. For the sons of Israel had decamped and had come to their cities on the third day. Their cities were Gibeon, Chephirah, Beeroth, and Kiriath-Jearim. Yet the sons of Israel did not smite them, for the princes of the congregation had sworn an oath with them by Yahweh Elohim of Israel. When the whole congregation grumbled against the princes, then all the princes said to the whole congregation, "We have sworn an oath with them by Yahweh Elohim of Israel, and now we cannot touch them. This is what we shall do to them. We will let them live, so that there may be no wrath upon us on account of the oath that we swore with them." So the princes said to them, "They shall live." Then they became woodchoppers and water balers for the whole congregation, just as the princes had decreed concerning them. Then Joshua called for them and spoke to them, saying, "Why did you deceive us, saying, 'We dwell very far away from you,' while you are in fact dwelling near us? Hence you are now cursed, and none of you shall be cut off from being a servant, as woodchoppers and water balers for the house of my Elohim." Then they answered Joshua and said, "It had been told, yea, told to your servants, how Yahweh your Elohim had instructed Moses, his servant, to give to you the entire land, and to exterminate all the dwellers of the land from before you. So we feared exceedingly for our souls in view of you, and did this thing. And now, behold, we are in your hand. Do as it is good and upright in your eyes to do to us." He did so with them and rescued them from the hand of the sons of Israel, so that they did not kill them. On that day Joshua made them woodchoppers and water balers for the congregation and for the altar of Yahweh until this day, to serve at the place which he would choose. Jermont, chapter 10. It came to be when Adoni-Zedek, king of Jerusalem, heard that Joshua had seized Ai and had doomed it, that just as he had done to Jericho and to its king, so he had done to Ai and to its king, and that the dwellers of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and had come to be among them. Then he feared exceedingly, for Gibeon was a large city like one of the royal cities, since it was larger than Ai, and all its men were masters of valor. So Adoni-Zedek, king of Jerusalem, sent word to Hoham, king of Hebron, to Piram, king of Jarmuth, to Japhia, king of Lachish, and to Debir, king of Eglon, saying, "Come up to me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it has made peace with Joshua and the sons of Israel." So the five kings of the Amorite gathered together and marched up, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, they and their entire force. They encamped against Gibeon and fought with it. Then the men of Gibeon sent word to Joshua, to the camp at Gilgal, saying, "Do not hold back your hands from your servants. Come up to us quickly. Do save us and help us. For all the kings of the Amorite, who dwell in the hill country, have gathered together against us." So Joshua marched up from Gilgal, he and all the people of military age with him, all the masters of valor. Then Yahweh said to Joshua, "Do not fear them, for I will deliver them into your hand. Not one man from them shall stand in your presence." So Joshua came upon them suddenly. The whole night he had marched up from Gilgal. Now Yahweh discomfited them before Israel, who smote them in a great smiting at Gibeon, pursued them along the road of the ascent to Beth Horon, and smote them as far as Azekah and Makkedah. It came to be when they fled before Israel, and they were on the descent from Beth Horon, that he, Yahweh, flung large hailstones from the heavens on them as far as Azekah, so that they died. More died from the hailstones than the sons of Israel killed by the sword. It was then that Joshua spoke to Yahweh, on the day Yahweh routed the Amorite before the sons of Israel, and he said before the eyes of Israel, "Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon over the vale of Ajalon." So the sun stood still, and the moon it stayed, until the nation had avenged itself on its enemies. Is it not written in the scroll of the upright? The sun stayed in mid-heaven and did not rush to set for about one robust day. There has never been a day like this before or since, when Yahweh hearkened to the voice of a man, for Yahweh was fighting for Israel. Then Joshua and all Israel with him returned to the camp at Gilgal. Those five kings fled and hid in a cave at Makkedah. When it was told to Joshua, saying, "The five kings have been found hiding in a cave at Makkedah," then Joshua said, roll large stones against the mouth of the cave, and post men by it to guard them. As for you, do not stay there. Pursue after your enemies, and you will curtail from them the rear guard. Do not allow them to enter their cities, for Yahweh your Elohim has delivered them into your hand. So it came to be that Joshua and the sons of Israel concluded smiting them in a very great smiting until they were finished. Only the survivors who survived of them entered their fortress cities. Then all the people returned unharmed to the camp, to Joshua at Makkedah. No one pointed his tongue against any one of the sons of Israel. Now Joshua said, "Open the mouth of the cave and bring forth to me these five kings from the cave." They did so and brought forth to him these five kings from the cave: the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon. It came to be, when they brought forth these kings to Joshua, that Joshua called together all the men of Israel and said to the captains of the men of war who had gone with him, "Come near, place your feet on the necks of these kings." So they came near and placed their feet on their necks. Then Joshua said to them, "Do not fear and do not be dismayed. Be steadfast and be resolute, for thus shall Yahweh do to all your enemies against whom you are fighting." Afterward, Joshua smote them, put them to death, and hung them on five trees. They came to hang on the trees until the evening. It was at the time the sun sets that Joshua gave instruction. So they took them down off the trees and flung them into the cave where they had been hidden. Then they placed large stones over the mouth of the cave, which remain until this very day. Joshua seized Makkedah on that day and smote it with the edge of the sword, also its king. He doomed it and all the souls who were in it. He let no survivor remain, and he did to the king of Makkedah just as he had done to the king of Jericho. From Makkedah, Joshua and all Israel with him passed on to Libna, and he fought against Libna. Yahweh delivered it too into the hand of Israel, together with its king. He smote it with the edge of the sword, all the souls who were in it. He let no survivor remain in it, and he did to its king just as he had done to the king of Jericho. From Libna, Joshua and all Israel with him passed on to Lachish, where he encamped against it and fought against it. When Yahweh delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel, he seized it on the second day. He smote it with the edge of the sword, all the souls who were in it, just as he had done to Libna. Then Horam king of Gezer came up to help Lachish. Yet Joshua smote him and his force until no survivor at all remained for him. From Lachish, Joshua and all Israel with him passed on to Eglon, where they encamped against it and fought against it. They seized it on the same day and smote it with the edge of the sword, all the souls who were in it. On the same day he doomed it, just as he had done to Lachish. From Eglon, Joshua and all Israel with him went up to Hebron, where they fought against it. They seized it and smote it with the edge of the sword, also its new king and all its unwalled villages with all the souls who were in it. He let no survivor remain, just as he had done to Eglon. He doomed it and all the souls who were in it. Joshua and all Israel with him then turned back to Debir and fought against it. He seized it, also its king and all its unwalled villages. They smote them with the edge of the sword and doomed all the souls who were in it. He let no survivor remain. Just as he had done to Hebron, so he did to Debir and to its king, just as he had done to Libna and to its king. Thus Joshua smote the whole area, the hill country, the Negeb, the low foothills, the slopes, and all their kings. He let no survivor remain. He doomed all who had breath, just as Yahweh Elohim of Israel had given instruction. Joshua smote them from Kadesh Barnea as far as Gaza, all the land of Goshen as far as Gibeon. Joshua seized all these kings and their land at one time, for Yahweh Elohim of Israel was fighting for Israel. Then Joshua and all Israel with him returned to the camp at Gilgal. Chapter 11. It came to be, when Jabin king of Hazor heard of it, that he sent word to Jobab king of Madon, to the king of Shimron, to the king of Akshaph, and to the kings who were in the north, in the hill country, in the Arabah in front of Shinnereth, in the low foothills and in Naphoth Dor on the west, to the Canaanite in the east and in the west, to the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Jebusite in the hill country, and to the Hivite under Hermon in the land of Mizpah. So they marched forth, they and all their fighting force with them, a numerous force, multitudinous as the sand on the seashore, along with very many horses and chariots. All these kings met at an appointed place and came and encamped together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. At this, Yahweh said to Joshua, "Do not be fearful because of them, for tomorrow at this time I will deliver all of them slain before Israel. You shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire." So Joshua and the whole military force with him came upon them suddenly at the waters of Merom and swooped down on them. Then Yahweh delivered them into the hand of Israel, and they smote them. They pursued them as far as Great Sidon and Misrephoth-Maim, and as far as the valley of Mizpah eastward. They smote them until no survivor at all remained for them. Joshua did to them just as Yahweh had told him. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots with fire. Joshua turned back at that time and seized Hazor. He smote its king with the sword because Hazor had previously been the head of all those kingdoms. Then they smote all the souls who were in it with the edge of the sword, dooming them. There was not anyone left who had breath, and he burned Hazor with fire. Joshua seized all the cities of those kings with all their kings and smote them with the edge of the sword. He doomed them just as Moses, the servant of Yahweh, had given instruction. But as for all those cities standing on their ruin mounds, Israel did not burn them, except Hazor. It was Hazor alone that Joshua burned down. All the loot of those cities and the domestic beasts, the sons of Israel plundered for themselves, but every human they smote with the edge of the sword until they had exterminated them. They did not let anyone who had breath remain. Just as Yahweh had instructed Moses, his servant, so Moses had instructed Joshua, and so Joshua did. He was not withdrawn from the fulfillment of all that Yahweh had instructed Moses. Thus Joshua took this entire land, the hill country of Judah, all the Negev, all the land of Goshen, the low foothills, the Arabah, the hill country of Israel and its low foothills, from Mount Halak, which ascends to Seir, and as far as Baalgad, in the valley of Lebanon under Mount Hermon, he seized all their kings, smote them, and put them to death. For many days Joshua made war with all these kings. Barring the Hivite dwellers of Gibeon, there was no city which made peace with the sons of Israel, who took them all in battle. For it came from Yahweh who fortified their heart to meet Israel in battle, in order that they might be doomed, and no grace at all come to them, so that they might be exterminated, just as Yahweh had instructed Moses. At that time Joshua set out and cut off the Anakim from the hill country, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, from the whole hill country of Judah, and from the whole hill country of Israel. Joshua doomed them and their cities. None of the Anakim was left in the land of the sons of Israel, but some were left remaining in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod. Thus Joshua took the entire land in accord with all that Yahweh had promised to Moses, and Joshua gave it as an allotment to Israel according to their apportionments for their tribes. As for the land, it was quiet from war. Chapter 12. These are the kings of the land whom the sons of Israel smote, and they tenanted their land in Transjordan toward the sunrise, from Wadi Arnon as far as Mount Hermon, with all the Arabah eastward, Sihon, king of the Amorite, who had dwelt in Heshbon, ruling from Aroer, which is on the ridge of Wadi Arnon, and from the middle of the Wadi with half of Gilead, as far as the Wadi Jabbok, and the boundary of the sons of Ammon. He had ruled over the Arabah eastward as far as the lake of Chinnereth and as far as the Sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, eastward by way of Beth-Jeshmeth, and southerly under the slopes of Pisgah. Also the territory of Og, king of Bashan, one of those left of the Rephaim, who had dwelt in Ashtaroth and in Edrei, ruling over Mount Hermon and Saleka, and all Bashan, as far as the boundary of the Geshurite, the Maccathite, and half of Gilead, down to the boundary of Sihon, king of Heshbon. Moses, the servant of Yahweh, and the sons of Israel, they had smitten them. And Moses, the servant of Yahweh, had given it as a tenancy to the Reubenite, to the Gadite, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh. These are the kings of the land whom Joshua and the sons of Israel smote beyond the Jordan westward, from Baalgad in the valley of Lebanon, as far as Mount Halak, which ascends to Seir. Joshua gave it to the tribes of Israel as a tenancy according to their apportionments, in the hill country, in the low foothills, in the Arabah, in the slopes, in the wilderness, and in the Negev, in the areas of the Hittite, the Amorite, and the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, the king of Jericho, 1, the king of Ai, which is at the side of Bethel, 1, the king of Jerusalem, 1, the king of Hebron, 1, the king of Jarmuth, 1, the king of Lachish, 1, the king of Eglon, 1, the king of Gezer, 1, the king of Debir, 1, the king of Geder, 1, the king of Hormah, 1, the king of Arad, 1, the king of Libna, 1, the king of Adullam, 1, the king of Makkada, 1, the king of Bethel, 1, the king of Tapua, 1, the king of Hefer, 1, the king of Aphek, 1, the king of Lasharon, 1, the king of Madon, 1, the king of Hazor, 1, the king of Shimron-Meron, 1, the king of Akshaph, 1, the king of Tanakh, 1, the king of Megiddo, 1, the king of Kadesh, 1, the king of Jokneam in Carmel, 1, the king of Dor in Naphoth-Dor, 1, the king of Goyim in Gilgal, 1, the king of Tirzah, 1, 31 kings in all. Chapter 13. When Joshua was old and was advanced in days, Yahweh said to him, "You are old and are advanced in days, and very much of the land still remains for enjoying its tenancy. This is the remaining land, all the circuits of the Philistines and all those of the Geshurit, from the Shehor that is adjoining Egypt, as far as the territory of Ekron northward, all is accounted Canaanite, under the five chieftains of the Philistines, the Gazite and the Ashdodite, the Ashkelonite, the Gittite and the Ekronite, also the Avim on the south, all the Canaanite land from Arah, which belongs to the Sidonians, as far as Aphek, as far as the Amorite boundary, then the Gebelite land, and all Lebanon towards sunrise from Baalgad, under Mount Hermon as far as Lebo Hamath, all dwellers of the hill country from Lebanon as far as Misrephoth-Maim, all the Sidonians. I myself shall evict them before the sons of Israel, but allocate it to Israel by allotment, just as I have instructed you. And now apportion this land by allotment to the 9 tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh. With it the Reubenite and the Gadite had taken their allotment that Moses assigned to them in Transjordan toward the sunrise, just as Moses, the servant of Yahweh, assigned it to them. From Aroer on the ridge of Wadi Arnon, and the city in the middle of the Wadi, and all the tableland from Medeba as far as Dibon, all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorite, who had reigned in Heshbon, as far as the boundary of the sons of Ammon, Gilead, and the territory of the Geshurite and the Makathite, and all Mount Hermon and all Bashan, as far as Salakah, all the kingdom of Og in Bashan, who had reigned in Ashtaroth and in Edrei. He had remained as one of those left of the Rephaim. Moses smote them and evicted them. Yet the sons of Israel did not evict the Geshurite and the Makathite. Thus Geshur and Makath dwell within Israel until this day. But to the tribe of Levi he assigned no allotment. The fire offerings of Yahweh Elohim of Israel, these are his allotment, just as Yahweh spoke concerning him. This is what Moses assigned to the stock of the sons of Reuben for their families, and it became theirs. The territory from Aroer on the ridge of Wadi Arnon, and the city in the middle of the Wadi, all the tableland up to Medeba, Heshbon, and all its cities on the tableland. Dibon, Bamoth Baal, Beth Baal, Meon, Jahaz, Kedemoth, Mephath, Kiriathim, Sibma, Zereth Shahar on the hill of the Vale, Beth Peor, the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth, all the cities of the tableland, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorite, who had reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses smote together with the princes of Midian, Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, vassals of Sihon and dwellers of the land. Among their slain was Balaam son of Beor, the diviner whom the sons of Israel killed with the sword. The boundary of the sons of Reuben was the Jordan and its bounds. This was the allotment of the sons of Reuben for their families, those cities and their hamlets. This is what Moses assigned to the stock of Gad, to the sons of Gad for their families, and it became their territory. Jazer, all the cities of Gilead, with half the land of the sons of Ammon as far as Aroer, which is adjoining Rabbah, from Heshbon as far as Ramath Mizpeh in Bedonim, and from Mahanaim as far as the boundary of Debir, and in the Vale, Beth Haram, Beth Nimrah, Sukkoth, and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, the Jordan and its bounds as far as the end of the lake of Chinnereth, beyond the Jordan eastward. This was the allotment of the sons of Gad for their families, those cities and their hamlets. This is what Moses assigned to the half-tribe of Manasseh. It was for the half-stock of the sons of Manasseh for their families, and it became their territory. From Mahanaim through all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all of Havoth, Jar, and Bashan, 60 cities, and half of Gilead, also Ashtaroth and Edrei, the royal cities of Og and Bashan. This was for the sons of Machir, son of Manasseh, that is, for half of the sons of Machir for their families. Those were the territories which Moses allotted in the plains of Moab beyond the Jordan eastward of Jericho. Yet to the tribe of Levi, Moses assigned no allotment. Yahweh Elohim of Israel, he is their allotment, just as he had spoken concerning them. Chapter 14. These are the portions that the sons of Israel were allotted in the land of Canaan, that Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the patriarchal heads of the stocks of the sons of Israel allotted to them. Their allotment was assigned by lot, just as Yahweh had instructed by means of Moses, concerning the nine stocks and the half stock. For Moses had assigned the allotment of the two stocks and the half stock beyond the Jordan. He had not assigned any allotment among them to the Levites. For whereas the sons of Joseph had become two stocks, Manasseh and Ephraim, they had given no portion to the Levites in the land, but rather cities to dwell in, and their common lands for their cattle and for their acquisitions. Just as Yahweh had instructed Moses, so the sons of Israel did when they apportioned the land. Then the sons of Judah came close to Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him, "You know the word that Yahweh spoke at Kadesh Barnea to Moses, the man of Elohim, concerning me and concerning you. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of Yahweh, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I returned the word to him just as it was on my heart. Yet my brothers who went up with me, they made the heart of the people melt, while I fully followed after Yahweh, my Elohim. Moses swore on that day, saying, Assuredly the land on which your foot has trod shall become an allotment for you and for your sons until the eon. For you have fully followed after Yahweh, my Elohim. And now behold, Yahweh has preserved me alive, just as he promised, through these 45 years since Yahweh spoke this word to Moses, while Israel walked in the wilderness. And now behold, I am 85 years old today. I am still as steadfast today as on the day Moses sent me out. As my vigor was then, so is my vigor now for battle, for going forth and coming on duty. Hence assign now to me this hill country that Yahweh promised on that day. For you heard on that day that the Anakim are there, and large fortress cities. If only Yahweh is with me, I will evict them, just as Yahweh promised. Then Joshua blessed him and assigned Hebron to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, as an allotment. Therefore Hebron became for Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, an allotment until this day, because he fully followed after Yahweh Elohim of Israel. Now the name of Hebron had previously been Kiriath Arba. This Arba had been the greatest man among the Anakim. As for the land, it was quiet from war. Chapter 15. The lot for the stock of the sons of Judah for their families reached southward to the boundary of Edom, to the wilderness of Zin at the outmost south. Their south boundary was the end of the Salt Sea, from the tongue facing toward the Negeb. It went forth to the south of the ascent of Akrabim, passed on to Zin, ascended to the south of Kadesh Barnea, passed on to Hezron, ascended to Adar, and went around to Karka. Then it passed on to Asmon and came forth to the Wadi of Egypt. The boundary ended at the sea and its coastline. This shall be your south boundary. The east boundary was the Salt Sea unto the end of the Jordan, and the boundary on the north edge was from the tongue of the sea at the end of the Jordan. The boundary ascended to Beth Hogla and passed north of Beth Araba. The boundary ascended to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. Then the boundary ascended from the Vale of Achor to Debir, and so northward, turning toward Gilgal, over against the ascent of Adumim, which is south of the Wadi. From there the boundary passed on to the waters of En-Shemesh, and its border area was at En-Rogel. The boundary then ascended into the ravine of the son of Hinnom, along the southern flank of the Jebusite city, that is, of Jerusalem. and the boundary ascended to the summit of the hill that is adjoining the ravine of Hinnom on the west, at the northern end of the Vale of Rephaim. The boundary was drawn from the summit of the hill to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. It went forth to the cities of Mount Ephron. Then the boundary was drawn to Bala, that is, to Kiriath Jearim. From Bala, the boundary went around westward to Mount Seir and passed on north of the flank of Mount Jearim, that is, of Chesalon. Then it descended to Beth Shemesh and passed on to Timnah. The boundary went forth to the northern flank of Ekron. The boundary was drawn to Shikaron, passed on to Mount Bala, and went forth to Jabneel. And the boundary ended at the coastline of the sea. Thus the western boundary was the great sea and its coastline. This was the boundary of the sons of Judah round about for their families. According to Yahweh's bidding to Joshua, he assigned to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, a portion among the sons of Judah, namely Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. Caleb evicted from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, those born of Anak. From there he went up against the dwellers of Debir. Now the name of Debir had previously been Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, "Whoever smites Kiriath Sefer and seizes it, to him I will give my daughter Aksah as wife." Caleb's kinsman Othniel, son of Kenaz, seized it, and he gave him his daughter Aksah as wife. It occurred when she came to him that she incited him to request a field from her father. When she came down off the donkey, Caleb asked her, "What would you have?" She replied, "Do grant me a blessing gift. Since you have set me in the parched area of the Negev, give me also springs of water." So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the allotment of the stock of the sons of Judah for their families. The outmost cities for the stock of the sons of Judah in the Negev toward the boundary of Edom were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagur, Kina, Dimona, Adada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziv, Tetelim, Beeloth, Hazor Hadada, and Kerioth Hezron, that is, Hazor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hazar Gada, Heshmon, Beth Pellet, Hazar Shual, Beersheba, Biziothia, Bela, Eam, Azim, Eltolad, Chesel, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Laboth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimmon. 29 cities in all, and their hamlets. In the low foothills, Eshtal, Zora, Ashna, Zanoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adulam, Soko, Azaka, Sharim, Edithaim, Gedera, and Gederotharm. 14 cities in their hamlets. Zenon, Hadasha, Migdalgad, Dilian, Mizpah, Jukthiel, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kabin, Lamam, Kithlish, Gederoth, Beth Dagon, Nama, and Makeda. 16 cities in their hamlets. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iftha, Ashna, Nizib, Kila, Achzib, and Marisha. 9 cities in their hamlets. Ekron with its outskirts and its hamlets. From Ekron toward the sea, all that are by the side of Ashdod, and their hamlets. Ashdod, its outskirts and its hamlets. Gaza, its outskirts and its hamlets, as far as the Wadi of Egypt and the Great Sea with its coastline. In the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, Soko, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is Debir, Anab, Eshtemo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo. 11 cities in their hamlets. Arab, Duma, Ishan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Afika, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior. 9 cities in their hamlets. Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Juddah, Jezreel, Jokdim, Zanoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah. 10 cities in their hamlets. Halhul, Bethzor, Gedor, Marath, Bethanoth, and Eltekon. 6 cities in their hamlets. Kiriath Baal, that is, Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah. 2 cities in their hamlets. In the wilderness, Beth Araba, Midden, Sekasah, Nibshan, the city of Salt, and Engedi, 6 cities and their hamlets. As for the Jebusite dwelling in Jerusalem, the sons of Judah were not able to evict them. So the Jebusite dwell with the sons of Judah in Jerusalem until this day. Chapter 16. The lot came forth for the sons of Joseph from the Jordan at Jericho, from the waters of Jericho east of the wilderness. From Jericho it ascended into the hill country to Bethel. It went forth from Bethel to Luz, and passed on to Ataroth, the territory of the Archite, descended westward to the territory of the Japhletite, as far as the boundary of Lower Beth Horon and Gezer, and ended at the sea and its coastline. Thus the sons of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, gained their allotment. The territory of the sons of Ephraim for their families was as follows. The boundary of their allotment eastward was Atarath Adar, as far as Upper Beth Horon. The boundary went forth to the sea. Michmethath was on the north. Then on the east, the boundary went around Tanath Shiloh, and passed beyond it on the east to Genoa. From Genoa, it descended to Adaroth into Nara, touched on Jericho, and went forth to the Jordan. From Tapua, the boundary went westward to Wadi Kana, and ended at the sea and its coastline. This is the allotment of the stock of the sons of Ephraim for their families, together with the separate cities for the sons of Ephraim within the allotment of the sons of Manasseh, all those cities and their hamlets. Yet they did not evict the Canaanite dwelling in Gezer. So the Canaanite dwells among Ephraim until this day and is under tributary service. Chapter 17. This was the lot for the stock of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph. As for Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh and the father of Gilead, since he was a man of war, he came to have Gilead and Bashan. So the lot was for the rest of Manasseh's sons by their families, for the sons of Abiezer, for the sons of Helek, for the sons of Asriel, for the sons of Shechem, for the sons of Hepher, and for the sons of Shemida. Those were the sons of Manasseh, son of Joseph, the males by their families. As for Zelophehad, son of Hepher, son of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, he came to have no sons but rather daughters. And these are the names of his daughters, Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. They approached facing Eleazar the priest, also facing Joshua son of Nun, and facing the princes, saying, Yahweh, he instructed Moses to give us an allotment among our brothers. So at the bidding of Yahweh, he assigned to them an allotment among their father's brothers. Thus 10 districts fell to Manasseh, aside from the land of Gilead and Bashan, that is across the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh were allotted an allotment among his sons. As for the land of Gilead, it was assigned to the rest of Manasseh's sons. The boundary of Manasseh reached from Asher to Michmethath, which is overlooking Shechem. The boundary went to the south toward the dwellers of En-Tappuah. The area of Tappuah belonged to Manasseh, yet Tappuah itself, on the boundary of Manasseh, belonged to the sons of Ephraim. Then the boundary descended to Wadi Kana. Those cities to the south of the Wadi, among the cities of Manasseh, belonged to Ephraim. The boundary of Manasseh was north of the Wadi and ended at the sea and its coastline. Southward the area was for Ephraim and northward for Manasseh, and the sea was its boundary. They touched on Asher in the north and on Issachar in the east. Within Issachar and Asher, Manasseh came to have Beth Shean and its outskirts, Ibleam and its outskirts, the dwellers of Dor and its outskirts, the dwellers of Endor and its outskirts, the dwellers of Taanach and its outskirts, and the dwellers of Megiddo and its outskirts. The third is Naphoth Dor. Yet the sons of Manasseh were not able to take over those cities, since the Canaanite was disposed to dwell in this area. When it came to be that the sons of Israel were steadfast, then they put the Canaanite under tributary service. Yet Israel did not evict, nay evict him. The sons of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, For what reason have you given to us as an allotment a single lot in one district? We are a numerous people, since Yahweh has blessed us hitherto. Joshua answered them, If you are a people so numerous, go up for yourselves to the wildwood, and you will clear off an area for yourselves there in the land of the Perizzite and the Rephaim, seeing that for you space is cramped in the hill country of Ephraim. The sons of Joseph replied, The hill country does not provide space for us, and all the Canaanites who are dwelling in the vale country have chariots of iron, both those in Beth Shean and its outskirts, and those in the vale of Jezreel. But Joshua declared to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, saying, You are indeed a numerous people, and you have great vigor. There shall be for you not only a single lot, for the whole hill country shall be yours. Though it is wildwood, you will clear it off, and it will become yours up to its border area when you evict the Canaanite, though he has chariots of iron, even though he be unyielding. Chapter 18. Then the whole congregation of the sons of Israel assembled at Shiloh, and they set up the tabernacle there, the tent of appointment. The land it was now subdued before them. Yet seven tribes were left among the sons of Israel, who had not been apportioned their allotment. So Joshua said to the sons of Israel, "How long will you be slack about setting out to tenant the land that Yahweh Elohim of your fathers has given you? Appoint for you three men from each tribe. I shall send them that they may set out and survey the land, map it corresponding to their allotment, and then come to me. They will apportion it among themselves into seven portions. Yet Judah shall stay in its territory in the south, and the house of Joseph shall stay in their territory in the north. As for you, you shall map the land in seven portions, and you will bring the survey to me hither. Then I will throw lots for you here before Yahweh our Elohim. Yet there is no portion for the Levites among you, since the priesthood of Yahweh is their allotment. And Gad and Reuben and the half-tribe of Manasseh have taken their allotment across the Jordan eastward, which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, assigned to them." When the men set out to journey, Joshua instructed those who were going to map the land, saying, "Go and survey the land, map it and return to me. Here at Shiloh I shall fling lots for you before Yahweh." So the men went and passed through the land. They mapped it according to cities in seven portions on a scroll, and came back to Joshua to the camp at Shiloh. Then at Shiloh Joshua flung lots for them before Yahweh. There Joshua apportioned the land to the sons of Israel according to their apportionments. The lot of the stock of the sons of Benjamin came up for their families. The territory of their lot came forth between the sons of Judah and the sons of Joseph. Their boundary on the northern edge continued from the Jordan. Then the boundary ascended to the flank of Jericho on the north, ascended westward into the hill country, and its border area was toward the wilderness of Beth-Aven. From there the boundary passed on toward Luz, to the flank of Luz toward the south slope, that is Bethel. Then the boundary descended to Adaroth-Adar over the hill country that is south of lower Beth-Horon. The boundary was drawn from the hill adjoining Beth-Horon on the south and went around along its western edge southward. Its border area was at Kiriath-Baal, that is, Kiriath-Jearim, a city of the sons of Judah. This was the western edge. The southern edge began from the outmost part of Kiriath-Jearim, and the boundary went forth westward and came forth to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. Then the boundary descended to the fringe of the hill adjoining the ravine of the son of Hinnom, at the northern end of the Vale of Rephaim. It descended the ravine of Hinnom along the southern flank of the Jebusite city and descended to Enrogel. Then it was drawn northward and went forth to En-Shemesh and came forth to Geliloth, that is over against the ascent of Adumim. It descended to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben, and passed on to the northern flank toward the Arabah and descended into the Arabah. Then the boundary passed on to the northern flank of Beth Hogla, and the border area of the boundary was at the northern tongue of the Salt Sea, at the southward end of the Jordan. This was the south boundary. The Jordan bounded it on the eastern edge. This is the allotment of the sons of Benjamin for their families, with its boundaries round about. The cities for the stock of the sons of Benjamin for their families were Jericho, Beth Hogla, Emekizes, Betharabah, Zemarim, Bethel, Avim, Parah, Ophrah, Shepharamoni, Ophni, and Geba, 12 cities and their hamlets, Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Shephira, Mozah, Rechem, Irpil, Terala, Zela, Aleph, the Jebusite city, that is Jerusalem, Gibeth, and Kiriath, 14 cities and their hamlets. This is the allotment of the sons of Benjamin for their families. Chapter 19. The second lot came forth for Simeon, the stock of the sons of Simeon, for their families. Their allotment was within the allotment of the sons of Judah. In their allotment they came to have Beer Sheba, or Sheba, Moladah, Hazar Shual, Bala, Ezem, Eltolad, Bethul, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Laboth, and Sharuhen, 13 cities and their hamlets, Ain, Rimmon, Ether, Ashen, 4 cities and their hamlets. Also all the hamlets that were around these cities as far as Balathbir and Ramanegeb. This is the allotment of the stock of the sons of Simeon for their families. From the district of the sons of Judah was the allotment of the sons of Simeon taken, for the portion of the sons of Judah was too much for them. Hence the sons of Simeon gained an allotment within their allotment. The third lot came up for the sons of Zebulun for their families. The boundary of their allotment reached as far as Sarid. Their southern boundary ascended westward and on to Merala. It touched on Dabasheth and came upon the wadi adjoining Yawqnaym. It turned back from Sarid along the east side, toward the sunrise, past the territory of Shisla Tabor, came forth to Dabrath and ascended to Japhia. From there it passed on back to the east, toward the sunrise, to Gath Hefer, to Eth Kazan, and came forth at Rimmon, being drawn to Nea. Then the boundary went around it northward of Hanathon. Its border area was the ravine of Iftah El, with Katath, Nahalal, Shimron, Edelah, and Bethlehem, 12 cities and their hamlets. This is the allotment of the sons of Zebulun for their families, those cities and their hamlets. The fourth lot came forth for Issachar, the sons of Issachar for their families. Their territory reached beyond Jezreel to Chesaloth, Shunem, Hapharim, Shion, Enahareth, Rebeth, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, Enganim, Enhadah, and Bethpasez. The boundary touched on Tabor, Shahazimah, and Bethshemesh, and the border area of their boundary was at the Jordan, 16 cities and their hamlets. This is the allotment of the stock of the sons of Issachar for their families, those cities and their hamlets. The fifth lot came forth for the stock of the sons of Asher for their families. Their boundary came to be along Helkath, Hali, Beten, Akshaf, Alamelech, Ahmad, and Mishal. It touched on Carmel westward and on Shehor Libnath. It turned back toward the sunrise to Beth Dagon. It touched on Zebulun in the ravine of Iftah El northward, as also on Bethamech and Neil. Then it came forth to Kabul on the left, and Ebron, Rehob, Haman, and Cana, as far as Greater Sidon. Then the boundary turned back toward Ramah, and as far as the fortress city of Tyre. The boundary turned back to Hosa, and ended at the sea and its coastline in the district of Aksib, Ummah, Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities and their hamlets. This is the allotment of the stock of the sons of Asher for their families, those cities and their hamlets. The sixth lot came forth for the sons of Naphtali, for the sons of Naphtali for their families. Their boundary reached from Heleph, from the oak at Zananim, Adami Nekab and Jabneel, as far as Lachem, and its border area was the Jordan. The boundary then turned back westward to Asnath Tabor, and came forth from there to Hukok, and touched on Zebulun on the south. It touched on Asher on the west, and the banks of the Jordan toward the sunrise. The fortified cities were Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Chinnereth, Adamah, Ramah, Hazor, Kadesh, Edrei, and Hazor, Iron, Migdal El, Horem, Bethanath, and Bethshemesh, 19 cities and their hamlets. This is the allotment of the stock of the sons of Naphtali for their families, those cities and their hamlets. The seventh lot came forth for the stock of the sons of Dan for their families. The boundary of their allotment was Zorah, Eshtaol, Irshemesh, Shalabin, Ajalon, Ithla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Elteke, Gibbethon, Balath, Jehud, Beneberak, Gath-Rimmon, Mijarkon, and Rakon, with the territory opposite Joppa. When the territory of the sons of Dan escaped forth from their grasp, then the sons of Dan marched up and made war on Leshem. They seized it and smote it with the edge of the sword. They took it over and dwelt in it. They called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan, their father. This is the allotment of the stock of the sons of Dan for their families, those cities and their hamlets. When they had finished allotting the land by its boundaries, the sons of Israel gave an allotment to Joshua, son of Nun, in their midst. At the bidding of Yahweh, they gave him the city that he requested, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim. He built up the city and dwelt in it. Those are the allotments which Eleazar the priest, Joshua, son of Nun, and the patriarchal heads of the stocks of the sons of Israel, allotted by lot at Shiloh before Yahweh at the opening of the tent of appointment. So they finished apportioning the land. Chapter 20. Then Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, Designate for yourselves the cities of asylum, about which I charged you by means of Moses, to which the manslayer may flee who smites a soul inadvertently, without premeditation, so that they may be to you for a place of asylum from the Redeemer of blood. When a man has fled to one of those cities, he is to stand at the opening of the city gate and plead his case in the ears of the elders of that city. Then they are to gather him into the city unto themselves and assign a place to him, and he will dwell with them. But if the Redeemer of blood should pursue after him, they shall not surrender the manslayer into his hand, since he smote his associate without premeditation, and he had not hated him heretofore. So he will dwell in that city until he has stood before the congregation for judgment, until the death of the great priest who will serve in those days. Then the manslayer may return. He will come to his own city and to his house in the city from where he had fled. So they sanctified Kadesh in Galilee, in the hill country of Naphtali, Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. And across the Jordan east of Jericho, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness on the tableland, from the stock of Reuben, also Ramoth in Gilead from the stock of Gad, and Golan in Bashan from the stock of Manasseh. Those are the cities appointed for all the sons of Israel, and for the sojourner sojourning in their midst, to flee there, anyone smiting a soul inadvertently, so that he may not die by the hand of the Redeemer of blood until he has stood before the congregation. Chapter 21. Now the patriarchal heads of the Levites came close to Eleazar the priest, to Joshua, son of Nun, and to the patriarchal heads of the stocks of the sons of Israel. They spoke to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, Yahweh has given instruction by means of Moses to give to us cities to dwell in, along with their common pasture lands for our domestic beasts. So the sons of Israel gave to the Levites from their allotment, at the bidding of Yahweh, these cities with their common pasture lands. When the lot came forth for the Kohathite families, the Levites, who were sons of Aaron the priest, came to have by lot 13 cities from the stock of Judah, from the stock of the Simeonite, and from the stock of Benjamin. To the rest of Kohath's sons fell by lot 10 cities from the families of the stock of Ephraim, from the stock of Dan, and from the half-stock of Manasseh. To Gershon's sons fell by lot 13 cities from the families of the stock of Issachar, from the stock of Asher, from the stock of Naphtali, and from the half-stock of Manasseh in Bashan. To Merari's sons, according to their families, fell by lot 12 cities from the stock of Reuben, from the stock of Gad, and from the stock of Zebulun. So the sons of Israel assigned those cities and their common pasture lands by lot to the Levites, just as Yahweh had given instruction by means of Moses. They designated from the stock of the sons of Judah and from the stock of the sons of Simeon these cities which they called by name. This was for the sons of Aaron, one of the Kohathite families of the sons of Levi, since the first lot came to be theirs. They gave them Kiriath Arba. Arba was the father of Anak. This is Hebron in the hill country of Judah, with its common pasture land surrounding it. Yet the fields of the city and its hamlets they had given to Caleb son of Jephunneh as his holding. So they gave to the sons of Aaron the priest the asylum city for the manslayer, Hebron and its commons, also Libna and its commons, Jatter and its commons, Eshtemoah and its commons, Holon and its commons, Debir and its commons, Ain and its commons, Judah and its commons, and Beth Shemesh in its commons. 9 cities from those 2 tribes, then from the stock of Benjamin, Gibeon and its commons, Geba and its commons, Anathoth and its commons, and Almon and its commons, 4 cities. All the cities of the sons of Aaron, the priests, were 13 cities and their commons. For the other families of the sons of Kohath, the rest of the Levites descended from Kohath's sons, the cities of their lot were, from the stock of Ephraim they designated to them the asylum city for the manslayer, Shechem and its commons, in the hill country of Ephraim, also Gezer and its commons, Kibsaim and its commons, and Beth Horon and its commons, 4 cities, from the stock of Dan, Eltekeh and its commons, Gibbethon and its commons, Ajalon and its commons, and Gath Rimmon and its commons, 4 cities, from the half stock of Manasseh, Taanach and its commons, and Gath-Rimmon and its commons, 2 cities. The cities for the families of the rest of Kohath's sons were 10 in all, with their commons. To Gershon's sons, of the families of the Levites, were designated, from the other half-stock of Manasseh, the asylum city for the manslayer, Golan and Bashan and its commons, also Beeshtera and its commons, 2 cities. From the stock of Issachar, Kishion and its commons, Dabarath and its commons, Jarmuth and its commons, Enganim and its commons, four cities, from the stock of Asher, Mishal and its commons, Abdon and its commons, Helkath and its commons, and Rehob and its commons, four cities, from the stock of Naphtali, the asylum city for the manslayer, Kadesh in Galilee and its commons, also Hamath Dor and its commons, and Kartan and its commons, three cities. All the cities of the Gershonite for their families were 13 cities and their commons. To the rest of the Levites, to the families of Merari's sons, came from the stock of Zebulun, Jokneam, and its commons, Karta and its commons, Karta and its commons, Dimna and its commons, Nahalal and its commons, four cities, from the stock of Reuben, the asylum city for the manslayer, Bezer and its commons, also Jahaz and its commons, Kedemoth and its commons, and Mephath and its commons. Four cities, from the stock of Gad, the asylum city for the manslayer, Ramoth in Gilead and its commons, also Mahanaim and its commons, Heshbon and its commons, Jazer and its commons. In all, four cities. All those cities went to the rest of the Levite families, to Merari's sons for their families. Their lot came to be 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites in the midst of the holding of the sons of Israel were 48 cities and their commons. Each of those cities, city by city, came to have its common pasture lands round about it. So it was for all those cities. Thus Yahweh gave to Israel the entire land which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they took it over and dwelt in it. Yahweh gave rest to them round about, according to all that he had sworn to their fathers. And not one man of all their enemies withstood their presence. Yahweh delivered all their enemies into their hand. Not one thing fell out of all the good things that Yahweh had promised to the house of Israel. All was coming to pass. Chapter 22. Then Joshua called the Reubenite, the Gadite, and the half-stock of Manasseh, and he said to them, "As for you, you have kept all that Moses, the servant of Yahweh, enjoined on you, and have hearkened to my voice in all that I enjoined on you. You have not forsaken your brothers these many days until this day, and you have kept the charge of the instruction of Yahweh your Elohim. Now Yahweh your Elohim has given rest to your brothers, just as he promised them. So now turn around and go, get yourselves to your tents, to the land of your holding that Moses, the servant of Yahweh, gave to you in Transjordan. But observe meticulously to keep the instruction and the law that Moses, the servant of Yahweh, enjoined on you, to love Yahweh your Elohim and to walk in all his ways, to observe his instructions, to cling to him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." Then Joshua blessed them and dismissed them, and they went to their tents. To the one half tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given an allotment in Bashan. Yet to its other half, Joshua gave an allotment with their brothers on the west side of the Jordan. So also when Joshua dismissed them to their tents, he blessed them. And he spoke to them, saying, "Return to your tents with much substance and very much cattle, with silver and gold, with bronze and iron, and with very many raiments. Apportion the loot from your enemies with your brothers." So the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh turned about and departed from the other sons of Israel, from Shiloh in the land of Canaan, to go to the land of Gilead, to the land of their holding which they held at the bidding of Yahweh by means of Moses. When they came to Geliloth of the Jordan in the land of Canaan, the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh built an altar there by the Jordan, an altar towering in appearance. Then the other sons of Israel heard the report, "Behold, the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar at the forefront of the land of Canaan at Geliloth of the Jordan, on the side of the sons of Israel." When the sons of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the sons of Israel assembled at Shiloh to march up against them with the militia host. But first the sons of Israel sent Phinehas son of Eleazar the priest to the sons of Reuben, to the sons of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh in the land of Gilead. And with him were 10 princes, one prince each, one prince from each patriarchal house of all the stocks of Israel. Each of them was the head of their father's house among the thousands of Israel. When they came to the sons of Reuben, to the sons of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh in the land of Gilead. They spoke to them, saying, Thus said the whole congregation of Yahweh, What is this offense with which you have offended the Elohim of Israel by turning back today from following Yahweh, in that you have built for yourselves an altar, and you revolt today against Yahweh? Was the depravity of Pir too little for us, from which we have not cleansed ourselves until this day, even though a stroke came on the congregation of Yahweh? And are you today turning back from following Yahweh? It will be so that you are revolting today against Yahweh. Then tomorrow he shall be wrathful against the whole congregation of Israel. If, however, the land of your holding be unclean, pass over for yourselves to the land of Yahweh's holding, where the tabernacle of Yahweh tabernacles, and get holdings among us. But do not revolt against Yahweh, and do not revolt against us, in that you build an altar for yourselves apart from the altar of Yahweh our Elohim. Did not Ashar son of Zerah offend with an offense regarding the doomed goods, so that wrath came upon the whole congregation of Israel? And he was not the only man who deceased for his depravity. Then the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh responded and spoke to the heads of the thousands of Israel. El Elohim, Yahweh, El Elohim, Yahweh. He knows, and let Israel itself know. If we acted in revolt or in offense against Yahweh, do not save us this day. If we have built an altar for ourselves to turn back from following Yahweh, or if to offer up on it a scent offerings and approach presence, or to bring on it peace offerings, let Yahweh himself seek it out. Yet assuredly we did this from anxiety for this reason, saying, Tomorrow your sons might speak to our sons, saying, What have you to do with Yahweh Elohim of Israel? Yahweh has made the Jordan a boundary between us and you, sons of Reuben and sons of Gad. You have no portion in Yahweh. Thus your sons would cause our sons to cease fearing Yahweh. Hence we said, Let us now provide a testimony for ourselves by building an altar, neither for a scent offerings nor for other sacrifices. Rather, let it be a testimony between us and you, and between our generations after us, that we will serve the service of Yahweh at his presence with our ascent offerings, with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, so that your sons may not say tomorrow to our sons, You have no portion in Yahweh. And we thought, if it ever would occur that they say this to us or to our generations tomorrow, then we will answer. See the model of the altar of Yahweh that our fathers made. It is neither for ascent offerings nor for sacrifices, but it is a testimony between us and you. Far be it from us that we should revolt against Yahweh, to turn back today from following Yahweh, to build an altar for ascent offerings, for approach presence, and for sacrifices aside from the altar of Yahweh, our Elohim that is before his tabernacle. Phinehas the priest and the princes of the congregation, the heads of the thousands of Israel with him, heard the words that the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the sons of Manasseh spoke. It was good in their eyes. Then Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, said to the sons of Reuben, to the sons of Gad, and to the sons of Manasseh, Today we know that Yahweh is in our midst, since you have not offended Yahweh with this offense. You, then, have rescued the sons of Israel from the hand of Yahweh. When Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, and the princes returned from the sons of Reuben and from the sons of Gad, out of the land of Gilead into the land of Canaan, to the sons of Israel, they brought back word to them, and the word was good in the eyes of the sons of Israel. The sons of Israel blessed Elohim and spoke no longer of marching up against them with the militia host to ruin the land in which the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad were dwelling. Then the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad called the altar as follows. It is the testimony between us that Yahweh is the one, Elohim. Adoran chapter 23. It came to be many days thereafter when Yahweh had given Israel rest from all their enemies round about, and when Joshua was old and had come into his last days, that Joshua called for all Israel, for its elders and for its heads, for its judges and for its clerks, and said to them, I am old, I have come into my last days. You yourselves have seen all that Yahweh your Elohim has done to all these nations before your face. For Yahweh your Elohim himself has been the one fighting for you. See, I have allocated as allotments to you, by your tribes, the area of these nations that still remain, and that of all the nations that I have cut off, from the Jordan to the great sea, toward the sunset. Yahweh, your Elohim himself, shall thrust them from your face. He will evict them from before you, and you will tenant their land, just as Yahweh, your Elohim, promised you. Hence you will be very steadfast to observe and to do everything written in the scroll of the law of Moses, that you may not withdraw from it to the right or to the left, so that you may not become associated with these nations, these remaining among you. And the names of their Elohim you shall neither mention nor adjure by them. You shall neither serve them nor bow down to them. But rather to Yahweh, your Elohim, shall you cling, just as you have done until this day. Yahweh has evicted great and staunch nations before your face. As for you, not one man has withstood your presence until this day. A single man from you would pursue 1,000. For Yahweh, your Elohim himself, has been the one fighting for you, just as he promised you. But you must especially guard your souls by loving Yahweh, your Elohim. For if you should ever backslide, yea, backslide, and cling to the rest of these nations, these remaining among you, and intermarry with them, and become associated with them, and they with you, know ye know that Yahweh, your Elohim, shall not continue to evict these nations from before you. So they will become a snare to you, and a trap, and a scourge against your sides, and pricks in your eyes until you perish off this good ground that Yahweh, your Elohim, has given you. Now behold, I am going today the way of all the earth. You know in all your heart and in all your soul that not one thing fell out of all the good things that Yahweh, your Elohim, had promised concerning you. All has come to pass for you, not one thing fell out of it. Yet it will come to be, just as every good thing has come upon you, that Yahweh, your Elohim, had promised you. So shall Yahweh bring upon you every evil thing, until he has exterminated you off this good ground that Yahweh, your Elohim, has given you. When you trespass the covenant of Yahweh, your Elohim, that he has enjoined on you, and you go and serve other Elohim and bow down to them, then the anger of Yahweh will be hot against you, and you will perish quickly off the good land that he has given you. Chapter 24, Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem. He called for the elders of Israel and for its heads, for its judges and for its clerks. They stationed themselves before the one Elohim. Then Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says Yahweh Elohim of Israel, across the stream your fathers dwelt from the eon of old, Terah, father of Abraham and father of Nahor, and they served other Elohim. Yet I took your father Abraham from across the stream and caused him to go through the whole land of Canaan. I increased his seed and gave to him Isaac. And to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. To Esau I gave the hill country of Seir as his tenancy. Yet Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I struck Egypt, just as I did in its midst. And thereafter I brought you forth. When I brought your fathers forth from Egypt, you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and with horsemen to the Sea of Weeds. When they cried out to Yahweh, he placed gloom between you and the Egyptians and brought the sea upon them, and it covered them. Your own eyes saw what I did to Egypt. After you had dwelt in the wilderness many days, I brought you to the land of the Amorite, those dwelling in Transjordan, and they fought against you. Yet I delivered them into your hand. You took over their land, while I exterminated them before your face. When Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose to fight with Israel, he sent and called on Balaam, son of Beor, to maledict you. Yet I would not hearken to Balaam, so he blessed, yea, blessed you, and I rescued you from his hand. Then you crossed over the Jordan and came to Jericho, and they fought against you, the possessors of Jericho, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Girgashite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and I delivered them into your hand. I sent the hornet before you, and it drove them out before your face, the two kings of the Amorite, not with your sword and not with your bow. Thus I gave you a land on which you had not labored, and cities that you had not built, and you are dwelling in them. You are eating from vineyards and olive trees that you had not planted. Now fear Yahweh, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the Elohim that your fathers had served across the stream and in Egypt, and serve Yahweh. Yet if it is displeasing in your eyes to serve Yahweh, choose for yourselves today whom you shall serve, whether those Elohim that your fathers had served when they dwelt across the stream, or whether the Elohim of the Amorite in whose land you are dwelling, yet I and my house, we shall serve Yahweh. Then the people answered and said, Far be it from us to forsake Yahweh to serve other Elohim. For Yahweh our Elohim, He is the one who brought us and our fathers up from the land of Egypt, from the house of servants, and who did those great signs before our eyes. He guarded us all along the way on which we went and among all the peoples through whose midst we passed. Yahweh drove out before our face all the peoples, also the Amorite, who were dwelling in the land. We too, we shall serve Yahweh, for He is our Elohim. Then Joshua said to the people, You shall not be able to serve Yahweh, for He is a holy Elohim. He is a jealous El. He shall not bear with your transgressions and with your sins. If you should forsake Yahweh and would serve foreign Elohim, then He will turn away, bring evil to you and make an end of you, after He has done so much good to you. Yet the people replied to Joshua, Not so, for we shall serve Yahweh. Then Joshua said to the people, You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen Yahweh for yourselves to serve Him. And they answered, We are witnesses. Now then put away the foreign Elohim that you have among you, and stretch out your heart to Yahweh Elohim of Israel. Then the people replied to Joshua, We shall serve Yahweh our Elohim and hearken to His voice. On that day at Shechem, Joshua contracted a covenant with the people, and he constituted for them a statute and an ordinance. Joshua wrote these words in the scroll of the law of Elohim. Then he took a large stone and set it up there under the terebinth by the sanctuary of Yahweh. And Joshua said to all the people, Behold, this stone shall be a testimony against us, for it has heard all the sayings of Yahweh that He spoke to us. It will be a testimony against you, lest you should dissimulate with your Elohim. Then Joshua dismissed the people, each to his own allotment. It came to be after these things that Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died, 110 years old. They entombed him within the territory of his allotment, at Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gash. Israel served Yahweh all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua in the days thereafter, and who knew all the deeds of Yahweh that He had done for Israel. The bones of Joseph that the sons of Israel had brought up from Egypt, they entombed at Shechem in the portion of the field that Jacob had bought from the sons of Hamor, father of Shechem, for 100 kesetas, and that belonged to the allotment of the sons of Joseph. When Eleazar, son of Aaron, died, they entombed him on the hill of Phinehas, his son, that had been assigned to him in the hill country of Ephraim.